Hello, ladies, and welcome to another episode of Cooking with Miss Cecilia. Girls, do you have a horny man at home who's addicted to pulling his pud? Does your boyfriend or husband find it impossible to keep his hands off his dick for more than a few minutes at a time? Well, today on my show, I've designed a whole menu built around the select ingredient I used when I first won prize last year in Paris on that Iron Dom cooking competition. And that secret ingredient is male ball batter. Just think of it, ladies. I mean, what are the two things that motivate that dumb brute you live with? Gorging on food and shooting his cum. Well, I've managed to combine both these activities in a delicious medley of culinary cock-teasing and humiliation. If you follow my instructions, girls, you'll have your man begging for seconds in no time. First up on our menu is a simple mixed green salad. What makes it special, of course, is the dressing. Start with a little virgin olive oil and vinegar base, and have your guy whack his dick to orgasm all over the plate of mixed greens. Now, it's important that you let his spunk liquefy completely before you toss the salad. That's the only way to ensure that this cum slut vinaigrette, as I like to call it, coats all the leaves. You'll love the faces he makes as he licks his plate clean, girls. Now, whoever said that men don't love a good salad? For the main course, I'm preparing a simple flank steak in a burgundy and peppercorn gravy with scalloped potatoes au gratin. After all, ladies, we wouldn't want to challenge his taste buds with a souffle or something vaguely exotic. Yes, the compulsive masturbator in your life is strictly a meat and potatoes guy, and sometimes it's nice to give that moron what he wants. You can always harvest a couple of tablespoons of his ball scum ahead of time to mix up a cream and chive base for the scalloped potatoes. But I like to get my man to help me with dinner from time to time, and he can be very useful, girls, in the preparation for the main course. That flank steak needs to be tenderized. And if there's one thing that the man of the house understands, it's how to beat his meat. Here's how it's done, ladies. First, cock-tease your man for at least 3 or 4 days so that he's dick-stupid and so horny that he will do just about anything you ask him, no matter how bizarre or ridiculous. Next, find that fleshlight masturbator he has hidden in his sock drawer. Remove the patented flesh-like insert and line the tube with thinly sliced and rolled flank steak. Now, sit your man down on the couch. Give him a cold beer and pop some porn into the DVD player. My guy likes to watch MILFs getting titty fucked and sprayed with jizz. Whatever his particular taste in porn, girls, use it to your advantage. Tell him to just sit back, insert his stiff dick into the fleshlight, and start beating his meat. You'll know the steak is properly tenderized after he starts whimpering and begging to shoot his load. If you've trained him at all, girls, in the ways of teasing and denial, that should take at least an hour. For dessert, I'm preparing an old-fashioned English bread pudding. It's simple to make. It's delicious. And best of all, the consistency of the warm bread and egg custard bears an uncanny resemblance to the texture of a wet cunt. Trust me, girls, crème anglaise, right from the head of his dick, is the perfect sauce to make this meal a memorable experience in dick-whacking humiliation for him. And let's face it, if we can't make our men cry in shame as they fuck their dessert in front of their girlfriends, then we really aren't good master bakertrixes, are we? At the end of the meal, I like to serve a rich Colombian coffee with sugar and fresh cream. Make sure to serve his black. If he's got no spunk left in his balls to cream his coffee, you can always use one of those special ice cubes you have stored away in the freezer. Well, ladies, that's our show for today. Be sure to tune in next week when I'll be showing you how to use your G-spot ejaculations as a base for a hearty fish and potato cream soup you know he'll love. It's Bearded Clam Chowder next week on Cooking with Miss Cecilia. Thank you for listening.